WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Ever feel like your brain is a never-ending loop of negative thoughts? Like you're constantly stuck in a mental hamster wheel, going nowhere fast? You know that feeling when you're trying to focus on something positive, but those pesky doubts and worries just keep creeping in. I get it. We all have those days, weeks, heck even months where negativity feels like an unwelcome house guest who refuses to leave. But guess what? You don't have to let those negative thoughts run the show. In today's episode of Heal Your Attention Span, we're diving into the powerful world of affirmations. We'll explore how these little phrases can act like mental superheroes, swooping in to combat negativity and help you build a stronger, more resilient mindset. Think of it like this. Affirmations are your brain's GPS, guiding it towards positivity and helping you navigate those tricky mental landscapes. Here are five key takeaways that will supercharge your ability to let go of negative thoughts and embrace a more positive outlook. First up, understand the power of words. The way we speak to ourselves matters, big time. Think about it. Would you talk to your best friend the way you sometimes talk to yourself? Probably not, right? You wouldn't berate them, belittle them, or constantly point out their flaws. So why do we often treat ourselves with such harshness? Affirmations are like mental band-aids for those self-critical whispers. They allow us to consciously choose more supportive and encouraging language, rewiring our brains to focus on the good. Number two, keep it simple and specific. Don't try to cram your entire life philosophy into one sentence. Start with short, concise affirmations that resonate deeply with you. Instead of saying something vague like, I want to be happy, try, I am capable of finding joy in everyday moments. Third, make it a habit. Just like brushing your teeth or showering, affirmations work best when they become part of your daily routine. Set reminders on your phone, write them down in a journal, or even say them out loud while you're getting ready in the morning. Repetition is key to planting those positive seeds in your subconscious mind. Number four, believe it to see it. This is crucial. Affirmations aren't magic spells that instantly erase negativity. They work by gradually shifting your mindset and fostering a belief in your own potential. So, as you repeat these phrases, try to truly embody their meaning. Feel the words, visualize the positive outcomes, and let go of any self-doubt that creeps in. Finally, number five, celebrate your wins. Acknowledge every time you catch yourself thinking positively or acting in alignment with your affirmations. Positive reinforcement is like fuel for your mental engine. It keeps you motivated and encourages you to keep pushing forward. Let me tell you a story about a friend of mine, Sarah. She was always battling anxiety, constantly worried about everything from work deadlines to social gatherings. One day, she started using an affirmation. I am calm, confident, and capable. At first, it felt awkward, like putting on a fake smile. But with consistent practice, something incredible happened. She started noticing a shift in her thinking. Her worries didn't disappear entirely, but she found herself approaching challenges with more ease and grace. The affirmation helped her reframe her thoughts, reminding her of her inner strength. Sarah's story is a powerful reminder that affirmations are not just feel-good words. They can be a transformative tool for cultivating a more positive and resilient mindset. So, remember these key takeaways. Choose your affirmations wisely, make them a habit, believe in their power, and celebrate every step forward. This isn't about becoming some super positive robot. It's about creating space for positivity to thrive alongside the inevitable ups and downs of life. You have the power to shape your thoughts, and with consistent effort, you can unlock a whole new level of mental well-being. Now, I want to hear from you. What affirmations resonate with you? Share them in the comments below and let's build a community of positivity together. And remember, tune in tomorrow for another episode of Heal Your Attention Span, where we'll be exploring more practical tips for mastering your mind and living a more fulfilling life. Until then, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, Tap that review button if this show brightens your day.